What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. Today, we had a really exciting day filled with trips to the emergency room and a lot of blood because our little man decided it was a great time to stand up on a chair, which isn't that uncommon. We can't keep him from standing on chairs right now. He climbs onto everything. But he climbed up on the chair and was standing at the counter, and we were watching him. My wife was watching him, and I was driving out to a dentist appointment, and something happened, and he slipped. And he bit his tongue super, super hard. So I get a call from my wife. I'm like about halfway to the dentist's office, and my wife just calls me in tears in a panic, and she's like, "I need you to come home. Little man's not okay. He's bleeding all over. He bit his tongue really, really bad." And it was just a rough day for our little guy. We felt really bad for him. He got a little scratch on his chin, and he bit his tongue bad enough that we were considering whether he needed stitches or not. So after a couple hours, he was feeling a little bit better. He's a little bit happier, and he was doing better. He wasn't great. Still a little bit of blood coming out of his mouth from his tongue that he bit so hard that it kind of split his tongue open. And my wife decided, "We're going to take him to the doctor." So I said, "Cool, let's take him to the doctor." So she calls and makes an appointment with his normal doctor, and he's not available, but his PA is there, and we get in. She's like, "It's too long. We got to go to urgent care." So I went to the urgent care at the same doctor's office where his doctor is. And we went there, and the doctor was able to see us earlier, which was a huge, huge blessing. And he got a look in his mouth, and he said, "Oh, man, I think he's going to need stitches on his tongue." And if you don't know, for a one-year-old to get stitches, they have to put them under anesthesia and they have to knock them out because they would squirm too much. They wouldn't be cooperative and they don't understand. They're not at a point where they understand. Now where we are, we're in a city called Nampa in Idaho, and it's about half an hour outside of Boise. And this doctor he said, "Is it okay if you guys drive to Boise to the pediatric emergency room at this hospital?" And we said, "Of course." Like, that's not even a question. That's not even a question to us. But what it taught me, and my wife said this, she's like, "We would go anywhere for our kid. We would do anything for our baby. If he had an illness, if he had an injury that had to be taken care of anywhere else, we would have done anything at that moment to get him better. We would have gone to see any specialist that we needed to." Yeah, it could have been expensive if we had to travel out of state for any reason. It could have been time consuming, interrupted school, work schedules, whatever. But in that moment, when you're really dealing with it with your kid, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all because it's your kid and you would do anything for that child. And when the first doctor said that, he said, are you guys okay driving into Boise?" We're like, "Yeah, it's 20 minutes, half an hour tops to get in there. Not a big deal." You know, we would have driven 5-6 hours if we had to make sure he was okay. And fortunately, after, you know, about an hour in the ER, the doctor decided, along with consulting with the pediatric ear, nose, and throat doctor, that he didn't need stitches, that the tongue is a pretty durable part of your body that can heal really quickly. And they decided that stitches weren't going to be necessary and that we were very fortunate that stitches weren't necessary. He just fell down, bit his tongue, and sliced his tongue open. And it just taught me such an important lesson that no matter what I have going on, my kids are more important. My wife is more important than a little bit of inconvenience in driving, a little bit of inconvenience in time, a little bit of inconvenience in maybe losing money for not working, whatever it may have been. But it taught me a really important lesson, I think, that I hope other dads can apply, is what wouldn't you do for your children? I mean, obviously there are boundary issues that you want to be careful and you don't want to overdo boundary things, but what wouldn't you do for your children? What wouldn't you do for them to succeed? Growing up, my parents were a great example of this. My dad would wake up at 4 a.m. to take me to hockey 2 hours away, 3 hours away, however far it was to get to the game by 7 a.m. It was far away. He worked all week. He was up at 5 every day. He got up on his day off to get me there. And that's what dads do. That's just what dads do. We sacrifice for the betterment of our family. And I really am starting to understand why he did what he did. He feels that obligation, and he feels that he is responsible for my success. He takes ownership of that. And when we're sick, I remember being in the hospital. I was playing a hockey game. I sprained my ankle and I thought it was broken. I heard a couple of pops and cracks and I thought my ankle was game over for my ankle. Luckily it wasn't, but my mom drove me to the hospital 25 minutes away where there was an all night thing open that took our insurance and sat there with me till 1:30 in the morning till I could get x-rays and get me taken care of. And that's just what parents do. What wouldn't you do for your child? I would do just about anything for my child. You know, some people say I'll do anything within reason. It's like, depending on the thing, even if it's not reasonable, I'd probably still do it if it was for the health, safety, and welfare of my child. Granted, like I said, there are some issues where you may not need to do everything for them so that they can grow. And that's okay. We're not talking about that here. But to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of your child, what wouldn't you do? You would do everything reasonable and everything within your power to make sure your child is safe, that if they are ill, to make sure they get better, to help them improve. What wouldn't you do for your child? I would do just about anything for my baby. And as he grows, I hope that stays the same. Maybe teenage years, we'll reevaluate. We got about 15 more years till then. 13 to 17 more years till he's a good teenager. But I would drive 20 minutes. I would drive an hour. I would drive 5 hours if it was an emergency for my child. And I truly believe that great dads will do that. What would you not do for your child? I'm going to leave you with that. That's what I've got for you today. I hope that provides something to think about, something to ponder on. What wouldn't you do for your child to be a good dad? And I implore you, I exhort you, whatever. I ask you, whatever. Do what you can for your children and be the best dad you can be. And what would you not do for them? I hope you would do just about anything if you were put in that emergency situation. That's what I've got for you today. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, please like, subscribe, and share. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Peace.